Many organizations and people during the month of September will have used their time to celebrate the rich and diverse heritage in South Africa. They may be all doing it in a variety of ways, celebrating the different culinary tradition, rituals, songs and dance to create a sense of cohesion in the country. However, coming to terms with our different heritage can be liberating, but also it can be a site of struggle. Reflecting on the celebration of heritage in the month of September, there are a few points that can be touched upon. For example, looking at the struggle faced by young traditional healers within the learning institution with the gift of spirit. Artist, author, and social activist Nomsa Mazwai says the more we speak and ask questions about our culture, is the more we create spaces and institutions where young people can freely go and inquire about their culture. Some VIT students share their sentiments in regards to whether students in the university with spiritual calling should be accommodated, and this is what they had to say.
I think they should be accommodated because we live with this thing, we know it and we understand it, and we're African people, so it shouldn't be something that we like look over, and yeah, we're just part of it.
Yes, I think the university should accommodate them. So I think there should be organizations that accommodate abantu who have a calling.
I think they should be accommodated. Yeah. So they have to teach us how to handle this stuff. They must teach us, okay, we must just give a water or take some breathing and so on. They have to teach us, how do you handle this thing?
A few years ago, the University of KwaZulu-Natal called on traditional healers and sangomas to attend to the needs of African students attending. The institution started an initiative called Indigenous Counseling that will complement the Western form of counseling provided by the Students' Counseling Center. Following a proposal by the Deputy Dean of Students, Beki Ngobo, he said that the project should be seen as a context of reclaiming our heritage. According to Ngobo, Indigenous Counseling attempted to restore the African way of life, primarily to African students. As an institution that upholds African values, we're endeavoring to bring the suppressed culture to students. Ngobo's proposal says that an initial sum of 20,000 rand have been set aside for the project from the Student Development Fund. It had envisioned that each consultant will cost only 20 rand per student. Isangoma, who had been practicing at the university's Howard College in Durban, told the media outlet that more than 250,000 students had come for her help within a few weeks of her arrival. The students also shared their thoughts on how the institution can show support to students with spiritual calling on campus.
They could just like ask them and find out how would they like to be accommodated to an institution and stuff.
Like I was saying, there should be a consultant, you know, who's going to teach us maybe how to handle people who have umoya or those. And so, because I have a friend, I think it was last week, she had an incident. She fainted, shaking. So we were scared, terrified. We didn't know how to handle the situation. Even the lecturers, they said we must just call the parents. No paramedics, only the parents.
VIT University Communication Officer Buhle Zuma says the university respects the rights of various cultural and religious groups.
The university respects the rights of the various cultural and religious groups as enshrined in the Constitution, particularly the Bill of Rights, which pronounces on the freedom of religion, freedom of thought, and freedom of belief.
She further stated that students are welcome to inform the university if they face challenges or require support.
VIT University's values are aligned to the Constitution. The university's position, therefore, is that students must inform their school or lecturer if there are matters that might impact on their academic performance.
The practice of ubungoma is still seen by others as a demonic and closely related to witchcraft, instead of focusing on the negativity that comes with the profession. During this Heritage Month, let's reflect on what is regarded as cultural identity, which is recognition and celebration of the different cultural identities in South Africa. Culture is complex, and it may mean different things to different people. Be mindful of the fact that people attach different levels of importance to the different aspects of cultural identity. For VFM News, I am Makosazane Twala.